Lecture 6, The Music at Weimar.
We return to great masters, Liszt, his life, and music. This is Lecture 6, and it is entitled The Music at Weimar. The B minor sonata for piano. Now, it's been a little while since we talked about Liszt as a composer of piano music, and that's perfectly fine given the degree to which learning to compose for the orchestra and conducting occupied his heart and mind in Weimar. But please, not even for the tiniest moments should we think that the piano wasn't still the essential musical apple of Liszt's eye. For example, in 1851, he again rewrote and, in doing so, created the definitive versions of his Transcendental Etudes and the six Etudes after Paganini. But truly, the crowning glory of these years was the composition of his B minor sonata for piano, considered by most to be on the short list of greatest keyboard works of the 19th century. Liszt inscribed the B minor as having been completed on February 2nd, 1853. Now, when Liszt began the piece, we do not know. It was probably 3 or 4 months in the making. However, what we do know is that no other single work by Liszt has been analyzed more, written about more, or subjected to more criticism, both positive and negative, than his B minor piano sonata. So let's add our examination to the hash. We begin at the beginning with the title of the piece. Franz Liszt, Mr. Program Music, the guy who invented the symphonic poem, the man who gave programmatic titles to etudes, who probably named his toothbrush, called this his greatest and most ambitious work for the piano by the utterly generic, plain as plain can be, and ultimately inscrutable title of Sonata. Sonata. And while there are 4 large sections in Liszt's B minor sonata, what we would indeed expect from a classically proportioned piano sonata, we can't really call them movements because the music never stops. Liszt's B minor sonata is a single, continuous movement of music, running about 30 minutes or so in length. So why did Liszt call it a sonata? Well, I know. Liszt called the piece sonata because its 4 large-scale sections, its erstwhile movements, together comprise a single huge sonata form movement from beginning to end. Now, a little background here. Since the mid to late 18th century, the word sonata has had 2 mutually exclusive meanings, one meaning having to do with instrumental genre and the other meaning having to do with musical form or structure. First, instrumental genre. A sonata is a multi-movement composition for solo piano or solo piano plus 1 other instrument. So, Beethoven's violin sonatas and Brahms's cello sonatas are multi-movement works for, respectively, violin and piano and cello and piano. The presence of a piano is understood if a work is indeed called a sonata. Okay, we said that the word sonata had 2 mutually exclusive meanings, one having to do with instrumental genre and the other having to do with musical form. Sonata form, sometimes referred to as sonata allegro form, is a way of structuring the music within a single movement. The basic assumption of sonata form is that a single movement will feature multiple contrasting themes. The conflict created by the thematic contrast and the development of the themes themselves forms the dramatic thrust and crux of a sonata form movement. Within a single sonata form movement, there are 4 large sections, 4 large chunks of music, each with a specific role to play within the large-scale formal scheme of the movement. The job of the first section is to separately introduce the themes, the characters, the lovers, the combatants, whatever of our little musical play. This first section is called the exposition because it is here that the themes are exposed or heard for the first time. The second large section of a sonata form movement is called the development because it is here that the themes are developed, fragmented, chewed up, juxtaposed, and so forth.